in the economic recovery and which was launched by the president, that economic recovery and reconstruction plan, there were a number of issues which were raised, or what I would call the pillars. The president, we talked about the massive infrastructure development, we talked about the energy security to stabilize the issue of the energy, that is electricity. We talked about industrialization and localization, and we also talked about small businesses. But we said the big jobs will come from those big programs. But we realized and even acknowledged that one of the weaknesses in our country with the massive unemployment, we said it is structural in economic terms, which means it's linked to the skills, lack of the skills. Hence, therefore, one of the pillars was to say, how do we massify the skills development in this particular country and public employment programs? And that's why we are here today. We've run these programs before, where people will be trained, but they would not be trained in what you call demand-led skills, which are needed by the market. Today you're talking ICT, you're talking food security, agriculture, and so on. And people must just come to agriculture and be smart in agriculture. When you're talking about food security, you're talking about the future of feeding this particular country, feeding the nation. And therefore, all these skills we're talking about, whether you're talking about tourism, you're talking about construction and so on, you need skilled people or skilled artisans in those places. But we've said this time around, train them and place them in some workplaces for them to get the experience. They can be trained for a year with a stipend, but post-training, they must also be placed in the workplaces. This is the massive program which we're talking about. We launched it in Gauteng, which was called Nasispani. We launched it in KZN, they called it Stesha Waya Waya. We went to the Western Cape, we also launched it. We went to the Eastern Cape, we launched it. But Siyaqhuba, Siyasebenza. And then we went to the Free State. That was day before yesterday. And they also have their own slogan. Now we're here in Mpumalanga. And we are this Friday, we're going to Northwest. We are also going next week to Limpopo. The last week, we'll be going to Northern Cape. So what it means is we are in partnership with all the departments. Whether you talk small business department, you talk higher education, you talk the Department of Electricity, others would ask, what is the relevance of the Department of Electricity? When we're talking about installing solar rooftops, we are talking about training the young people to do that under Minister of Electricity. But also, you don't just install those solar rooftops. You must also maintain them. Because the mistake we've done before is just to install without maintaining them. Which therefore, young people can be able to make their small co-ops where they are maintaining these solar rooftops. So it's a massive problem. Agriculture is also involved. So what we are saying, therefore, is integration, coordination, and collaboration at a horizontal level with the various departments, but also, vertically, where we are interacting or collaborating or integrating the programs with all the levels of government. The intention is you are massifying also the resources, and then the impact will be bigger. That's why this program is so important. So as government, we cannot just sit back and say everything is going to come from the private sector. We must be able to initiate something. That's what we are doing.